You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Ricky Marima, who is the founder of Curate Zim, something that's a buzz on Twitter for those who might not know. Ricky, thank you so much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
My pleasure, Tashenda.
Tell us how Curate Zim started.
Well, Curate Zim just started from an idea. I've been managing the Curate Zim account for some time before that, and thought creating an account for Zimbabwe would be the next logical step. So every week we have a different Zimbabwean who hosts the account, and they talk about whatever topics they would like to engage other people on and also tell us a bit about themselves. And week by week, we've been able to build up more and more interesting profile of what Zimbabweans are talking about online, particularly on Twitter. But we also do have an Instagram account.
Social media itself, in particular, Facebook, Twitter, it's really bridging the gap between people everywhere, no matter what country you are. How has that been for you, looking at the people that follow you, people that you follow?
You're absolutely right about that. And just to, sorry, not sound like I'm trying to pimp my own product, but with the Curate account, people have created other accounts in other African countries. And this has led to a lot of engagement amongst people who would otherwise have not had an inlet into finding out about what's happening in Tanzania, for example, or Malawi, or Botswana, or Ghana, even for that matter, and also forget Zambia. And or you find that a lot of people are now engaging across these various accounts to get, for example, someone in Zimbabwe getting with somebody in Kenya to get their point of view about something happening in Zimbabwe.
And spawning out of this is the idea of social media activism, where day to day you see trends that people are pushing. One of those included the No to Xenophobia, a hashtag which was really big. Can you talk about the social media activism that's going on?
Social media activism gets a bad rap, particularly when you look at Twitter, where there'll always be the retort that it's only just Twitter, or okay, you're going to tweet it and then what? But I think the last few weeks, particularly looking at South Africa, has shown that it's not just about social media. That yes, people may use social media to amplify things that are already accessible through other, shall we say, traditional media. But that amplification plays a huge role in getting a lot more people to talk about what's going on, to become aware about what's going on.
What is the drawback with the use of social media? In turn, what some might call citizen journalism.
Being somebody who's, I guess, biased towards social media, I'll speak to it from that point of view. The one danger of social media is misinformation. When the xenophobic attacks were at their peak, there was a lot of misinformation going around. I made it a point to go out there and look for people who were sending out misinformation from traditional media, from people just venting their frustrations, people using pictures of violent events from the past and placing them in current affairs and claiming that these things had happened recently. It was going on all over the place. And for me, that's the real danger, that it then negates any good that can come from social media because of people using the immediacy of it to push out information which may not necessarily be true, and then not taking the time to retract it once it's out and it's proven to not be correct.
Do you work to bring in the voice of those who are not savvy to the social media but also do want to participate in this dialogue?
Well, we're still in our infancy and been around for 10 months. What I have been able to do, though, is experiment with taking Curate Zim out to the people. We've hosted talks in Harare and also in Bulawayo to just cut out from them what is it that you feel may be getting neglected in the conversations that are happening around Zimbabwe. And got some very good feedback from that. And hopefully in the third quarter of the year, this is something that we'll be able to start doing more regularly and take those conversations around the country, maybe get involved with the universities, and get a much better sense of what people are talking about. And from there, be able to broaden the appeal and also the reach of Curate Zim.
And of course, in the spirit of social media, let's get to your Twitter, your Facebook account for any of those people listening who would be very interested in following you.
Well, before we get to that, Tatenda, you have to commit to curating one of these.
Oh, my goodness. I will give a commitment.
All right, then. My Twitter handle is at Ricky E. Marima. That's RickyEMarima.
Ricky, I do want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
No, it's been the pleasure's all mine.
That was Ricky Marima, founder of Curate Zimbabwe. This is Tatenda Gumbo. Thanks so very much for joining me, and join me next week.